Well, appropriately for the weather that we're supposed to have this weekend anyway, you might want to check out the Winter Festival Saturday at the Harris Pavilion over in Manassas, Virginia. Lots of activities for the family. You might want to look on page 18 of the January Recreation News for more information about the festival and how to find out even more. But one of the things I'd encourage you to look at is the fact that the Harris Pavilion is one of those outdoor skating, ice skating venues that we feature in a story on page 21 of the January issue. You know, in this area, we don't often get that kind of sustained cold to keep the ponds and the lakes frozen for safe ice skating.
And thank goodness for that.
But we found a slew of area places where you can ice skate outdoors, but safely. And that's what we feature in our January issue. And kind of a neat thing to do for the family.
And there's also a couple of the vineyards, Brody Vineyards. Tell us about that.
Well, if you want to warm up a little bit, you can get over to Brody Vineyards in Maryland for their chilly winter days, and that's spelled C-H-I-L-I is in the food, not the cold, but that good hot chili to go with some nice wine going on Saturday from 1 to 5, and you can find out more about that on page 18 of Recreation News in the January issue, or, as always, you can go to recreationnews.com for all the details.
And they keep telling us that spring and summer are coming. And that means boating. So the Baltimore Boat Show is this weekend?
That's right. It's continuing this weekend at the Baltimore Convention Center. This is one of those things you can browse even if you can't buy. Lots of things I know they've come out with on the lower end of the scale in terms of cost, but you can still climb aboard some of those nice big yachts and sailboats as well. Page 19 of the January Recreation News has lots about the Baltimore Boat Show.
Very nice. Any entertainment options out there?
Sure. The family might like the Tales of Beatrix Potter at Glen Echo Park. Page 18's got all you need to know about that. The Folger Shakespeare Library is something that people may know is in Washington, but I doubt they take that much advantage of. But they've got something very appropriate going on. It's Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. Once again, our Around Town calendar on page 18 has lots more about the Folger Shakespeare Library. And if you have been interested in inaugural fashion, as everybody seems to have been this past week or so, the Dumbarton House Museum in D.C. has an interesting exhibit that they've unveiled on preparing for the ball. They're not talking about the current inaugural ball, though. They're talking about costumes of Americans in the 50-year time period from 1775 to 1825. So that's kind of going back to our roots, I suppose, and that's you can find out more about that on page 20 of the Around Town calendar.
You also have some ideas for us that may require a little advance planning.
Yeah, if you want to go whale watching now through March the 15th is sort of prime time down at Virginia Beach. This is a really terrific experience with experts from the Virginia Aquarium. On page 21, you can learn how to get in on the action. The Virginia Beach website also has about 30 packages that include accommodations and tickets to the whale watching cruise and so forth that are very reasonably priced. If you want to make a few plans for February the 7th, you might want to make reservations for the winemaker's dinner at North Mountain Vineyards. It's about an hour and a half, not quite, from here. You can get details on making reservations at North Mountain Vineyards on page 7. This is one of those dinners with the winemaker, so they not only give you some good food to eat and good wine to drink, but you actually get to talk to the winemakers and let them explain why one wine goes better with another food than another wine.
Get all your questions asked. Oh, and this is the part we love, the deals. And the cold weather, the one thing it does work out well for is it means that they can, if there isn't snow there, they make it.
Well, this is a great time for skiing, and one place where they generally get the most snow of anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic is Canaan Valley, West Virginia. That's the highest skiing valley east of the Rockies. So they pretty much always get snow this time of year. But you can check out the deal at $55 per person on page 4 of the January Recreation News, and that's a really neat place up there in West Virginia to go. Or you might want to head up to the Pocono Mountains, and you can save 50% on an all-inclusive package at any of the three Caesars resorts up there, room, food, entertainment, all included. Page 23 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com gives you all the details. And finally, if Atlantic City might be calling to you, the Tropicana has a great deal for federal employees that they've reinstated this year. You can get a room and breakfast for two for $69. You can check this out on page 7 of Recreation News, but you have to use the code TFED when you call or make an online reservation.